Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Thanksgiving and Christmas cactuses are popular for holiday decorating this time of the year. The uncactus appearance of these plants has to do with their ancestors and where they lived. They don't live in deserts, but their ancestors come from tropical rainforests in Brazil. There, these plants are epiphytes and spend their lives perched up in the trees with their roots and pockets of decaying organic matter lodged in cavities along the branches. This explains much about how we need to care for these plants to keep them healthy. The original species used to develop the holiday cactuses that we grow today are Schlumbergia truncata, and that's the Thanksgiving cactus, and Schlumbergia russelliana, the Christmas cactus. The Thanksgiving cactus is distinguished by sharp teeth-like edges on the flat stem joints, while the Christmas cactus has rounded scalloped edges on their leaf joints. Most of the plants we purchase today are actually hybrids between these two species, and they may bloom any time from November all the way through January. You can buy Christmas cactuses in bloom now in a wide variety of sizes. Choose plants that have the color of flowers you prefer, such as red, magenta, pink, rose, lavender, white, salmon, pale golden, orange. It's very common for young flower buds on these newly purchased plants to drop off once you get it home. This is primarily because of the rapid changes in the plant's growing conditions, from the greenhouses where they were produced, to the nursery where they were sold, to your home. But many of the buds will stay on, and open flowers are so beautiful. Place your holiday cactus plant in a brightly lit location, such as by a window, so that it gets plenty of natural light. Don't allow the plant to dry out excessively between waterings. If you do that, it'll drop its flower buds. Generally, water the plant whenever the surface of the soil begins to feel dry. I water mine at the sink, let them drain, and then I put them back on the windowsill where I'm displaying them. After the flowering is finished, you don't have to be so careful about watering, and you can let the plants get fairly dry between waterings. Now, after the holidays, this is one of those decorative plants that you want to keep. I generally throw my poinsettias in the compost pile, and I don't feel a bit guilty. Poinsettias I think of as flower arrangements or bouquets. They're something temporary I use just for decorating. But Christmas cactuses and Thanksgiving cactuses can live for years and come back and bloom for you year after year after year at their proper time. So here's how you take care of them after the holidays. Come spring, you can continue to grow the plant indoors in a nice sunny window, but if you'd like, you can also put it outside in a shady location and let it spend the summer outside. Remember, do not water these plants too much. If you keep them constantly wet, it's going to cause root rot. That's a leading cause of death when it comes to these wonderful plants. They prefer to be pot-bound, so be reluctant about shifting them into larger containers. Keep them in relatively small containers. That makes it also more likely that you won't overwater them. If you want to get them to bloom again, it's not that complicated, but there are a few things that you need to keep in mind. Christmas cactuses are triggered to bloom by long nights over 12 hours in length and or chilly nighttime temperatures below 65 degrees. This is easily achieved by moving your plants outside in September and leaving them outside to get those long nights and chilly temperatures. Bring them in if it's going to freeze, however. When the buds are small and showing, bring them inside where they'll bloom for you again year after year. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.